interest the possibility of line extensions, of extending the train beyond Derry to the likes of Letterkenny and Strabane. We're presenting a vision for the role that rail could play in the North West, in what's called the North West City region. We're meeting with Derry City and Strabane District Council next week to their planning and governance meeting, and we're presenting to them on that as well. So the meeting is basically looking into the issues of, you know, where we are with the railway currently, what's wrong with it, what can we do. That forward-looking positive vision as well. We've got a guest coming over from Scotland, from the Borders Rail campaign, and it'd be great to hear from them because they had a situation not dissimilar to what Donegal has in terms of rail, and they successfully managed to open a large part of their railway in the Scottish Borders in 2015.
As you say, if your vision were to come to fruition, it would totally open up the entire Northwest region. I'm sure it's very important for the public in the Northwest to rally behind this vision.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people in the Northwest, especially if they're not in Derry, probably think, well, what use is rail to me? You know, they probably don't use it, and the line currently only goes to Belfast. But we need to look to the future. We've seen in the media how important the issue of climate change is at the moment. We're starting to see in Derry and in places like Letterkenny, you know, the rise of congestion. You know, for the first time, we're really starting to see problems appearing in our towns and cities with traffic. There's issues around, obviously, air quality and everything else. So rail has a really important role to play in moving people between towns and cities, doing so in a fast, convenient and environmentally friendly way to help tackle climate change.